Hi, my name is Eric. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey with me. So could you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
64.
Okay. Now, what is your gender?
Male.
Okay. Now, first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. And if you're not sure of an answer, that's fine. Just give your best guess, all right? And note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not to medical marijuana prescribed to you by a doctor, okay? So how often do you think that most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, they try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Well, once a month.
Okay. Now, how often do you think that most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, such as hash, hash oil, etc.?
Twice a month.
Okay. Now, how often do you think that most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
They do what?
How often do you think that they use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Oh, vaping. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. Once a month.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. And please tell me if you strongly agree, just agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, that's fine. Just let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. All right? So if you're not sure of an answer, that's fine. Just give your best guess. All right? So
okay.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
I think they should. Yeah, I agree.
Do you have
they should communicate with them. I can't hear real good. They should communicate with them, right?
No, I'm asking if you agree or if you strongly agree.
I strongly agree.
Okay, the next one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Oh. Well, because I didn't understand the full question, that they should be held accountable is what you're saying.
Right, but I'm asking if you somewhat agree or if you strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay, now the next one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Strongly agree.
Now, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I can't understand everything. Now, I got an order here.
I'm sorry?
I will have two bacon things. Yep, just the burger. And we're going to do one big thing. Yep, and two bacon things. Yep, that's it. Okay.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, been working. Just working down at the lake, laying carpet. Today was carpet. Carpet's not as fun as the hard surface, but tomorrow's a hard surface.
Fine.
I have to go.
Want to mess you up out there?
I paid the good farmer friend $50 from his moonstone, which is dirt cheap, but he does it for a favor, and he's still paying, you know. Yeah, it's a mess out there. I mean, we got snow. And you're driving back and forth is kind of fun, huh?
I mean, like, right before it ended, and I closed the interstate, getting ready to get down, we got out of here, like, an hour early, and it was right until I got to 9. The road was, like, the one lane on the interstate was fine, but once I was 9, oh, no, 5-foot snow drift, I'm driving zigzag, yeah. Trying to